Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2. And, of course, YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. You could join us live there. We'll hang out.
Duval
County up on the YouTube.
Duval showing up today.
We will get to a statter story at 8:15 today. We've got Rylan Stallings at 7:30 for our ticker, OKC, Locked
what
on Thunder.
That?
What?
Are you Chuck Knoblauch with names now? Once it's in your head, you're screwed the rest of the
Ryland Stiles.
Ryland Stiles.
Yeah, well, yeah. Styles make fights, so we'll see what we have at 7:30.
The intrigue in all of those series has gone up exponentially.
I think WoWio should sit out a day. I think you should be suspended for a day.
Timberwolves and Warriors.
That's a valid point.
It's just misspeaking.
That's exactly what he's doing.
What did I just do?
He's literally doing the same
What's
thing.
What's the difference?
Somebody's name. Timberwolves and Warriors.
That's a team name.
Is that a team name
that's much more well known than a random guy in Oklahoma City who we've never talked to?
Don't
before.
Go Oracle on me right
that's,
now, right?
Yeah,
I'm not going to have it.
I think you're off of a soapbox for a couple of days.
Well,
you go
if you're
WoWios,
calling me out on WoWios, Timberwolves then you and Warriors. Should be paying extra attention.
Well, you could do it behind the scenes in my ear, not on the air, but you know that doing it on the air is funnier, right?
Yeah, as you did yesterday.
Exactly. What are we arguing about?
I don't eat the wiener.
I do a mustard, though. Very quickly, a lot of things to get to in the second hour. Make sure you set your calendar for Tuesday, June 24th.
Hey!
Because as we mentioned before, and you hear it all day here on The Fan, your local Toyota dealers presents the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club, brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Victor Ricos will be hanging out. We got Matt's Barbecue hanging out. So the food is going to be exceptional from morning to night. Foursomes can be purchased at 1080thefan.com on the Fan Golf Classic logo.
Who's daddy better than us?
Nobody.
Have you guys seen at all, because I saw a little bit of it, but then I didn't get home and follow up. Have we found the van that rammed into the motorcycle person yet?
I don't know.
No.
You showed me the video. I had not seen that news story. That was pretty wild.
In Beaverton. Did you not see this?
Like, it was on 26, and a guy flipped him off, and he just rammed his van right into the side of the motorcycle.
So the wife saw this after I had seen it and was like, did you see? And I was like, yeah, I saw. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a van, a motorcyclist. Looks like a pretty gnarly biker guy, clearly animated and pissed, goes right up to the window and screaming at him with one hand on the the bike bar, the other just, you know, angry fist guy. And the van just wheels right into him and just runs him off the road and just crashes boom. Him.
Yep.
And then proceeds to drive off.
Like nothing happened.
How do you not, how have we not caught him? It's a Kia van.
There's literally video of it. And I think we have the license plate, so I'd imagine we'll have to look it
so
up.
So we I'm have sure the person?
I'm assuming we, how do we not? We got the license plate. This is why,
is
like,
this a man or a lady? Text police probably already chiming in telling us they've caught this person. But
in a van?
In a van. I mean, yeah, it's a guy. Somebody said they got it. He got
they
caught.
They got caught?
Okay. Okay.
He got caught. So it was a man. I live by one fundamental rule when I'm on the road, and that is that you're right and I'm wrong. I don't do any of this stuff because you never know the kind of person you're going to be dealing with. My internal yelling, I can scream in my car. I'll flip you off under my steering wheel. The first time, like, I don't deal
under
with it.
Dude,
people are crazy, man. Like, this is just as simple. I'm sure somebody cut somebody off or somebody was riding too close. He gives them a, hey, what the hell's the matter with you? And this bro driving a van decides to run a motorcycle off the road.
Dude,
I'm not dealing with people, man. I don't do it. My life is not worth getting upset about somebody going 4 miles an hour too slow on the highway. No. If you road rage me, that's fine. Have a nice day. I'm going to wave right back at you. You cut me off, I'm going to curse you under my breath. You have a wonderful day, sir. I don't deal with this stuff on the road, man.
I'm just like picturing you.
A lot of these are a lot of those.
Two
internally.
Hands on the wheel.
Yeah, you better
You better
call me. You
yeah, you're scared of me, aren't you?
Your life is not worth it, man. People are insane.
I will say,
how is this a response to a traffic argument?
Well, to be...
You could have killed the guy. You're spending the rest of your life in prison.
It sounds awful.
Was the guy okay, by the way, on the motorcycle?
He's in critical condition.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Did he tail that van for, like, all we have is the crash part. We don't have the before part.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not saying that's the response.
You want to hear both
Clearly.
Sides of the story? You giving
no,
me that angle?
No.
There's two sides to every story.
Well, I told the wife, if you have that road rage where you're clearly not blackout, you're not becoming a decent human being anymore.
No, you snap and go to a different place.
You need to snap back and pull to the side, and
they
don't
have the ability to do it. They don't in that moment. You're gone. It's over. The dark light comes on, and see
and
you
now
later,
you're in prison
buddy.
For 30 years.
Now you're going to prison for 30 years. If this guy passes away, who was, I mean, it's just horrible.
Awful.
Dude, that video was insane. Did you also see, I got sent down two different rabbit news holes yesterday.
Because the story went national.
It did. It was all, yeah, the video of it, the dash cam footage of it. My buddy Spencer sent me two different news stories that just threw me through for a loop last night. Have you seen the story of the guy who went on a sailboat from Oregon to Hawaii?
No.
So I think his name is Phoenix. He's been documenting the entire thing. He found out that I don't know what his medical condition is, but he found out he's going paralyzed. He's like a younger dude. And he's like not going to be able to walk. And he's got this big savings in 401k.
So he's just like doing something.
And he was like, dude, I'm not going
to
be able to enjoy retirement. I'm never going to be able to walk again. He grabbed his dog or his cat, bought a sailboat, cashed in his 401k, and was documenting the entire journey sailing a sailboat from Oregon to Hawaii. And I'm pretty sure he didn't make it. And the videos like just stopped. But I was like going through this rabbit hole of all these videos. And this
Did
guy
he
was,
have a experience sailing?
I don't think so. I don't. It
oh,
just,
man, you can't make that
he, But he's just like, I don't want to live. You know, he just didn't want to live life that way. And so he just decided to cash everything in and was like, I'm done, and sailed his way to Hawaii. And then there's also worry. Have you seen how many dead bodies we found in the rivers recently?
Well, yeah, we also had a fentanyl bust in Salem yesterday.
I mean, we found like 9 dead bodies in the last 3 weeks in the Willamette River.
Yeah.
Do we got a serial killer on the loose?
Having driven across the Ross Island every day to go home, there are people now living on Ross Island.
Living on the island.
Like, there's multiple. There
so
was
you're
a
just
guy
thinking it's hobos that are stumbling their way in after two high
of a
high?
Naturally having this assumption?
I mean, that's a thought, but
I know
9 in
a
month seems like an... the one guy went over Multnomah Falls, or what, not Multnomah Falls, but yeah.
The Oregon City Falls. Yeah.
Willamette Falls.
Which, by the way, having
Willamette
lived
Falls,
there,
thank you.
That's...
Yeah, that's serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
People are saying, by the way, the guy's out of the hospital now.
Good.
The motorcycle
Thank
guy.
You for follow-up.
Yes.
I just saw that he was in critical condition. I didn't follow up. My wife, we talked about it. I know somebody that works for Fox Sports.
Uh-huh.
He goes on the road on their big nooners. He does a lot of like technical behind-the-scenes stuff. He also is a boat baby. So he was raised in a really wealthy area of Southern California. And so he's really a great sailor. And every year, him and three people, they sail from L.A. to Hawaii.
That's wild.
And they make it, like, no problem.
Like, they make it okay.
Because they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah,
they know
they've done it before.
Yes.
There's multiple guys on board.
Yes, and he documents it. He's every year during the off season. So the fact that one person went by himself.
Just like, screw it, I'm cashing in.
It reminds me of that guy that stole that Alaska Airlines plane. Yes. Like, you know that whale? Where's that whale?
Talking to the air traffic control guy. You know, I got a couple screws loose. I just kind of popped off today.
Do you know how to land, sir?
No.
No. We're not landing.
We're just flying.
This thing's going out in glory.
This is how I'm going. This is how it ends for me. There is a level of respect of like, dude, good for you. Go out on your own terms, man.
Yeah.
Not hurting anybody. I'm sailing to Hawaii. What the hell? It's jumping the ocean.
I just saw never... Do you know where that whale is?
That audio is unbelievable.
That's remarkable audio.
Look at us talking news right out of the gate today.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
I said Dirt's bringing all the pick-me-up stories this morning. You're welcome. I mean, I think that one is kind of
I thought you were going to have a much happier ending to the guy in sailboat.
I'll see if I can find a follow-up guy.
Nobody found him?
Okay, somebody said he was live yesterday, so he came back live. He had a gap where he didn't...
Just all over the news.
Look, I'm not a big news guy
Isaac's
anymore.
Isaac's not hiring us for 4:30.
We're not going to be in the news.
We're not in the news.
We got a toe in the news. Now we're not all the way in on the news. Thanks to our listeners, though, for all the updates. The guy's still alive. Look, it's got a happy ending. I do think
you insinuated that he died.
Well, the video stopped. Like, he just, you know, maybe he was in a dark spot of posting content.
I don't know if internet's great out there.
Go find this guy on Instagram, though. It's pretty wild stuff. Like, he's documenting the entire thing on his Instagram. I think his name is Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Phoenix, yeah.
Are you knob-blocking me right now?
I'm not knob-blocking you on the name. Okay. I know the name's right. I clearly was knob-blocking the is he alive or not. But that, good. Happy ending. Dude's still breathing.
We got some football stuff to get into before we pivot back into the NBA playoffs. Because our guest, Locked Up Thunder, coming up at 7:30.
What's his name?
Ryan Stills.
Yes.
Ryland Stills.
Nailed it.
Timberwolves and Warriors. Ryland Stiles.
Once you say a name it is in your head the rest of the show.
No, it's his face.
Some Wobios over there.
He sounds like a WWE wrestler, Ryan Stiles.
Rylan.
That's what I said, Rylan Stiles.
Yeah. Rylan is a unique name.
It's cool. I like Rylan.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't like Rylan.
Would you rather be a Ryan like everybody else or a Rylan?
Rylan.
I mean, Rylan does stand out a little bit more.
Styling, profiling Rylan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that. Locked On Thunder.
Now you got to do the rhyming thing in your head to make sure you remember it.
It's the last name I'm actually screwing up the most right now.
We'll see if I screw it up now. You've said it wrong so many times that I'm probably now going to say it wrong.
You know what it is? It's your damn goatee. It's that grayish goatee you have on your face. It's making me just forget his last name.
Timberwolves and Warriors.
It's a great goatee, but every time I look at it, now I'm questioning everything about my
existence.
I had
to trim it up a little yesterday. It was good.
Did you?
Kind of.
Had to class it up.
Yeah.
I like you with facial hair. I don't like you without it. Stop shaving your face. Just telling you the truth.
Long beard.
You need facial
I want
hair.
Bearded swag back.
Non-bearded facial hair swag?
Yeah.
That ain't the look.
No. Facial hair swag, that's the way to go.
I bet we could test a theory here. We won't, but I bet we could.
Bring some gals in. The amount of sex
you have with facial hair versus without it, I bet is substantially in the facial hair category.
I think it is too.
And they haven't talked about that. Nobody has said anything to you, but I bet it's a fact.
Yep.
Because you look
Here's
great
the
with
situation.
It. You do.
Got to have it.
So we'll go to the 7:30 ticker, Locked On Thunder. Football stuff is next on The Fan. Just read the KGW report of the guy arrested for the motorcycle runoff. Oof, 41 years old.
Got some screws loose, man. By the way, somebody said give us the handle. So the guy's handle on Instagram is sailing_with_Phoenix.
Yeah, we just saw the video during
the break. So he's still standing, which is good. My guy's still going. Make it to Hawaii, buddy.
Rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him.
Be awesome.
Going out on your own terms. Screw this, man. I'm cashing in my 401k. I want to do what I want to do for the rest of my life. Badass move.
The Cowboys have been teasing about making a trade for a while. People were like, is this going to happen?
A substantial trade.
Thank you.
All right, Jarrah.
And people were like, Jarrah, are you just old and crazy or is this really going to happen? Well, this morning it did happen. They landed their number two wide receiver. George Pickens.
George Pickens is a Dallas Cowboy.
CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Tyler Ferguson, passing options amongst many, including your very own, Trayshon Holden.
Yes, who was very upset that he went undrafted. He's using it as motivation. His wide receiver coach is now, ironically, the wide receiver coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, I hope he does well. You spit on a player. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to suffer the consequences.
Hey, he learned his lesson, all right? He learned his lesson.
Pickens and a second round, you know, famously second round pick of the Steelers in 2022, final year of his rookie contract. So that thing obviously did not work out for them.
No, that was a thing that's been brewing for basically a calendar year now. I think it's part of the reason they traded for DK Metcalf. The irony of that is they still don't have a starting quarterback. So, you know, we'll see how that works out in Pittsburgh. Maybe it ends up being Aaron Rodgers. This was a divorce that was set in stone almost.
Yeah, well, Steeler fans are actually kind of pissed about this because they wanted to see what DK and Pickens would be like as weapons.
I don't blame him. Maybe with Aaron Rodgers for a year, see what you could do. Why the hell not? Better than Mason Rudolph.
The Cowboys acquire George Pickens and a sixth-round pick, and the Steelers in exchange get a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick.
Yeah, I have split feelings on this. On the one hand, that's not a lot to give up for a guy who is an incredibly talented wide receiver. Like, nobody questions his physical traits and abilities. Their quarterback play has been some of the worst in the NFL over the last 3 years. He's gone for 800 yards, 1,100 yards, and 900 yards in 3 seasons. He's been incredibly durable. Like, his numbers have been solid, considering he's not playing in a high-functioning offense. The part of it that I am cautious with that makes me throw a little bit of cold water on my excitement if I'm a Cowboys fan is that how many of these crazy Steeler wide receivers have gone on to better parts of their career after they left Pittsburgh?
Well, Antonio Brown won a Super Bowl.
He did. He did.
Now, did it end weirdly in New York?
He did.
And has not been the same since? Yeah.
He did win a Super Bowl. I'll give him that. He won a Super Bowl. But outside of that, it didn't go very well. Like, I just feel like a lot of these guys are bad. There's something about Steeler wide receivers. They're just badass crazy. And when they leave, everything unravels in their life because they just don't have the structure or what. Maybe Mike Tomlin holds them together. I don't know. That's the only thing here that I'm just like, if this dude's a problem in Pittsburgh, Dak starts throwing a couple of picks. He's going to be a problem everywhere he goes. It's just a question of, are you willing to put up with it?
Dan Orlovsky says that this move makes the Cowboys a playoff team.
Ah. I mean, them being a playoff team wouldn't be very surprising. They've been largely a playoff team over the last handful of years.
Get this. The division now, this is the NFC East. A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb,
yep.
Malik Nabers, Scary Terry, Debo Samuel.
It's a hell of a wide receiver division.
That's a lot of talent, man.
It's a lot of talent at one position in one division. I don't know. I mean, look, the Cowboys are still going to be the Cowboys, but them making the playoffs, this is a nice, formidable tandem. It's just a question of, can you keep him happy? And then if you can keep him happy, are you willing to give him the long-term extension?
Well, his last game as a Steeler wasn't particularly great.
Dude, this guy was a problem. Like, not running routes, not trying. You can go look out.
Had some dropsies.
Dude, he had some dropsies. Yeah, I mean, in the playoff game, he ended up having a nice performance. But towards the end of the regular season, like, it got ugly for him. They lost 19-17 in their last game of the regular season against Cincinnati. He had one catch for 6 yards or no yards.
That's the game I'm thinking about instead of the playoff game, yeah.
Dude, there are people that went out. You can do this on the NFL media app. And you can do the all-22 or single-player camera stuff. And people, like, singled out his highlights, or just lowlights, if you will, throughout the course of a game, where he's not run blocking, he's not getting off the ball, he's jogging on half of his routes.
When he knows he's not going to get the ball.
Just zero attempt. Yeah. Like, zero willingness to play team football and do what it takes to make the others around you better. Can Dallas change that? Maybe they can. I don't know. Maybe he's going to be happier there. He's going to have a better quarterback, no matter how you feel about Dak Prescott. He's better than whatever the hell the Steelers have been doing the last 3 years. But it just, I mean, these guys are headaches. He's going to be a headache for the Cowboys like he was for Pittsburgh.
We're going to talk with Ryan Stiles, a Locked On Thunder, coming up here at the bottom of the hour. That's what I said, Ryland Stiles. Ryland Stiles.
I think you said Ryland that time. I think he got it right.
No? Absolutely did. Why don't you check
Timberwolves
tape?
And Warriors.
Oracle, get off this name problem. It's your issue, not mine. You know, there was some talk that people... Yeah.
What were they talking about?
They were complimenting that Schottenheimer hasn't had a lot of noise, that this is a sign that things might be better. Yeah, that's a real. That was a real thing that I heard on ESPN.
The reason there's no noise is because the Cowboys haven't done anything this offseason.
Yeah, but like Schottenheimer hasn't stepped in it.
Ah, he hasn't said anything stupid.
Yeah,
that's how low we're setting the bar for the Cowboys now. He hasn't made an ass of himself 2 months into being the head coach of the team. That's now the success rate for the organization.
Is that team have you shaken in your boots?
No, nothing about the Cowboys makes me shake in my boots.
Really?
Nothing about them.
That's too bad because they like to wear boots in Texas.
They do like.
I think they want
boots.
You shaking in your boots.
I mean, look, they were 7-10 last year. The injuries piled up. They're going to be a playoff contender this year if they stay
healthy. Yeah, they definitely could make the playoffs.
They have been in for the last 8 years. It's like 6 of the 8 years they've been in the playoffs and lost some hilarious playoff games.
You have Dak, you have Lamb, you have Parsons. Like,
yeah, like
that
they're in the mix.
Yes, you should be in the mix.
You stay healthy, you're in the mix. And I think you have a chance for some of these teams in the NFC. Like when you look at schedules and the way they break down, you tell me Detroit takes a little bit of a step back this year, I wouldn't be surprised by it. You tell me Washington has a harder schedule. They're probably not going to win 12 games again. I wouldn't be surprised by it. There's a handful of teams like that in the NFC. And the reality is, we do this a lot with the AFC, of the wild card chase in that conference is brutal. Like, you got the AFC North with three teams that could be playoff contenders. You got the AFC West, where you could argue the entire division is a playoff contender. And the NFC, man, the wild card race, what are we dealing with here? It's not that hard. And so maybe the Bears come up and surprise. Maybe some other teams are better. But the NFC South is mostly dog-ass. And outside of that, they got a chance to make the playoffs this year.
We will get the Statter story coming up at 8:15. We'll dive back into the NBA playoffs with our ticker guest, Rylan Stiles of Locked On Thunder. Does great work on that podcast network. He'll join us for the Daily Ticker to talk about the Thunder game. Why are you laughing?
People are saying, I love Ryan Stiles' work on Whose Line It Is It Anyways. Isn't that the tall guy's name, Ryan Stiles?
That is correct.
Ryan Stiles? Is he gonna, we got Ryan Stiles on the show?
Rylan.
You booked the guy from Whose Line? Is Drew Carey going to be on too?
Did you anticipate I'd have this many flubs? You did.
Yeah, he saw it coming.
I was Timberwolves and Warriors.
Really? Rylan Stiles. What a name. And a good podcaster.
Great podcaster.
He joins us next to talk about a pivotal game, too. Are Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren playing for their Thunder future today? I would make an argument they are. Because if they go down 0-2, those two dudes definitely going to be shopped in the offseason. We'll talk with Rylan Stiles next. Daily Ticker on the Fan.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Soak in the sunshine with the return of Pelican's seasonal beer, Pelicano. Available in clear glass bottles for refreshment you can see.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Wednesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new hop-infused hard seltzer, hard hops, blackberries infused with Strata hops, made with real blackberries and available now at a store near you. Love me a good hard seltzer? Love the Pelicans in the game on hard seltzers. The NBA playoffs in the second round have been absolute bananas so far. Underdogs not just covering the number 5-0 outright. They keep winning games somehow, some way. And one of those series was the OKC-Denver series, which we get game 2 tonight in Oklahoma City. Joining us now is Rylan Stiles, covering the Thunder, the host of the Locked On Thunders podcast. You can give a follow on Twitter, at Rylan_Stiles. Rylan, good morning to you. How much has it helped the pucker factor of seeing every other team in the second round that's a favorite going through the same thing that happened to the Thunder in game 1 of their series?
Yeah, I mean, it has to alleviate some of the worry of the Thunder fan base, especially. I don't think that there's a much worry internally in the Thunder organization, but everyone's kind of dealing with the same thing. And I think that right now you look around and say, well, do you really believe that this trend will hold? And I think in most cases you say no, but there certainly are going to be teams that can't recover from this.
How disappointing. Obviously, the result is disappointing. It felt like they had won that game until they didn't. But you get collective 10 of 31 from Chet and Jalen. And I don't know which one is considered the two by every Thunder fan, but these are two guys that are largely considered the running mates for Shea. They're the ones in commercials dressing the same. Everybody doubting the Thunder because that is their number 2 or 3 option, and them having that performance. How did that leave Thunder fans?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the feeling right now is a lot of PTSD from a year ago, where not only did those two guys fall short offensively, but you couldn't shoot the ball very well, and you got dominated on the glass. Those are all the reasons why you went home a year ago. So, yeah, I mean, the feeling right now is not great in this city. Whenever you look at how that game ended, not just the loss, but all of the different ways that it went down. You couldn't close the game late because of some poor execution. You couldn't have your number two and number three guy handle the bright lights of the offense. And you couldn't shoot the ball well, and you couldn't rebound, which were the two things that hurt you a year ago. So I think that those guys are going to have to face a lot of pressure in this game. We're going to see how they can respond to that because they are young and they haven't really been in this spot before. Because whenever you look at this Thunder, you know, kind of track record, they won game one against Dallas. They ended up losing the series, but they won game one. Yeah. So, like, they didn't have a ton of expectation or pressure heading into game two. And then the heartbreaking game that they lost to Dallas in game six, there was no other game afterward. So we've never seen this Thunder team have to respond to a ton of adversity and actually play the next night. So here it is. Let's see what this young Thunder team is made of.
Yeah, I think that kind of leads into my next question. We're talking with Ryland Stiles. He covers the Thunder, hosts a Locked On Thunder's podcast, at Ryland underscore Stiles. I mean, it's impossible to answer because we don't know how the game's going to go tonight. We don't have a magic eight ball. But when you see a team choke away a game like they did in game one, where you're, you know, inbounding the ball to the wrong guy, maybe, or missing free throws, or fouling too quickly, or just whatever little minute mistakes that they made, I'm always curious if that becomes a trend where, if it happens to you immediately the next game, are you going, oh God, here we're in the same spot, how are we going to handle it this time? Or do you use it as kind of a fuel or a teaching moment to say, okay, we did that wrong in the last game, let's do it differently? Just how do you think this team is equipped to handle, if they're in the same spot tonight, you're up by, you know, five with 90 seconds to go, do you think they're better equipped to handle it tonight? Or is there a pucker factor of, oh God, here we go again?
Yeah, it's tough to really know for sure, right? Because this Thunder team has been excellent at responding to things like this in the regular season. You know, you can go back to March, and whenever the Thunder in the fourth quarter with a 20-point lead to the Timberwolves at home, they went on to win 10 straight games after that and kind of responded really well and really start playing better basketball because they kind of had gotten into a daze whenever they seemingly wrapped up the Western Conference at that point. So they kind of woke up from that blown lead. That could happen again, but this is, again, so different. And they don't play the same style, of course, in the NBA in the postseason as they do in the regular season. So I think that the only thing that you would really want to monitor tonight is free throws, because the Thunder shot 71% at the free throw line in game one. And it started from the get-go. I mean, J-Dub misses two free throws in the first quarter. Even your MVP misses two free throws throughout the game. Like, that cannot happen. And this was a team that shot the best free throw percentage in the NBA during the regular season. And we're now at series number two of them underperforming at the free throw line. That can't happen. But now that you are thinking about it, now that it did cost you last game, how do they react when they're on the line?
I got a question about the adjustments for game two, but I want to ask you a poll question we put up earlier. My co-host hates Tyrese Halliburton with a passion of 1,000 fires.
Overrated.
And I said something about Jamal Murray, how he doesn't perform quite the same in the regular season as he does in the playoffs, and how kind of weird that is to you know, talk about. And he said, well, it's almost insulting to Jamal Murray to bring up Tyrese Halliburton. So the poll question is, who is the better player? Ryland Stiles, who is the better player, Murray or Halliburton?
I would have to say Halliburton is the better player in general. I do think that Murray, of course, strikes a lot of fear in you in the postseason. I he's capable of going off. The thing is, it feels like Halliburton more consistent so far in his career than Murray has been. But I really do like Halliburton.
Now, look, I disrespected Jokic, I think, by going into this and thinking the Thunder were going to make quick work of the Nuggets. I just didn't like Denver's defense. I've watched Denver all year. I didn't think they were that amazing, and now suddenly they're awesome and amazing. What about game one scares the living hell out of you about this series that maybe you thought, okay, this could be a thing, ended up being a thing? What about game one scares you?
I say the biggest thing that should scare anyone who picked the Thunder would be the fact that that game didn't go the way you expected it to whenever you were trying to paint the picture of a Denver win. The Denver Nuggets turned the ball over 18 times. They shot the ball horrendously, worse than the Thunder. For as much as we're talking Thunder poor shooting with their youngsters, Denver shot the ball worse from three, and you would expect them to shoot the ball better. You'd expect them to turn the ball over less. You'd expect Jamal Murray to play better, you know, for the camp that doesn't like Halliburton and loves Murray. You better hope that he has a good game today. And so I think that that's the biggest concern, is that for as much as you can pick apart the Thunder, you can also look at ways that Denver can be a lot better. Like, Jamal's going to have to play better. Russ had a really good game. Russ also went 1-for-4, and we saw it from three. And we saw him shoot 40% from three last series. What if he gets hot again? Like, then how do you respond to that? So you just gave the game away, and the Nuggets, to their credit, kept fighting, and they kept hanging around in a game where they probably didn't have their gas. But, like, other than that, Denver just had Jokic go insane, which is going to happen seven times anyway. And so, like, the fact that you could not get this one is pretty concerning long term.
Yeah, Ryland Stiles, great stuff. Covering the Thunder, Locked on Thunder's podcast, at Ryland_Stiles. Thanks for the time, man. Enjoy game two tonight. Should be a fun one. We'll see how the Thunder bounce back from their tough game one loss, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
No problem, man. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Ryland Stiles talking some Thunder Nuggies.
Smart tonight. Basketball guy.
Debatable. Debatable. Debatable.
Murray, to one of our listeners who responded to the poll question, yeah. Murray is incredibly frustrating to watch during the regular season.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
It's like, yo, I see you in the playoffs dropping 40.
Yeah,
where
why doesn't
at?
That show up more often in the regular season? They're both very similar players in that regard. Jamal Murray clearly has the better running mate, which makes his case, or his job, I would say, a little bit easier. Because playing with Jokic is, a pretty cool thing. There's just something about him come playoff time. Like, when you show up time and time again, the way that he has, what was it in the first round? He had like a 40-something point game against the Clippers, just randomly goes off. Like, he's had games like that where he carries a team.
I don't know what you're going to get to coming up next, but I would just say if you're not getting to it, I'll just get out. It is absolute crunch time for Holmgren and Williams. If you do not perform,
bye-bye.
And they fall down 0-2. Those are absolute trading pieces for the Thunder, and I wouldn't blame them at all. And then, hello, Giannis.
You're in the Giannis sweepstakes all of a sudden.
Yes, you are. Well, you should be in it anyway, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, they should. Tonight, a lot of fun. Both games tonight should be great. We'll get to them more in the final hour of the show. The Daily Ticker, as always, is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Did you know they got a new hop-infused hard seltzer? Experience your hops differently. Hard hops, blackberries, infused with Strata hops made with real blackberries, and available now at a store near you. It's the most upset you've ever been as a sports fan because one person is taking it to a new level. And we'll give you the details. We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. You can find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Got all the details on my medicals yesterday for my weightlifting journey.
Yes.
Man.
How we looking? How we feeling?
We're not quite there.
Not where we want to be?
Not yet.
Okay.
Good numbers. We're looking for better numbers.
Trending in the right direction. Just keep building, bro. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
Got a lot to get to in the final hour. Before we do that, let's take a trip down the hurt lane, shall we?
What do you think your physical age would be if you took measurements of your physicals?
Oh.
I hopped on a machine yesterday that tracks everything. Your body mass index, your fat, all that, right? Where your muscle mass largely is on your body, everything. And it says physical age based on your body results.
I don't think I'm that much older than I actually am. Definitely lean, probably a little bit older than 36, but I don't think I'm going that extreme. I don't
really
have any major aches and pains. I got nothing that's, back's not going out constantly. Famous last words. And
well, it's
any
not
bad
about,
knee.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's about your fat distribution,
sure.
What your muscle density really is.
I got a lot of muscle. I got a lot of fat. I'm probably 39. 39 would be my guess.
Kind of want to get you on this machine now.
Let's do it. Let's try it out.
I'm just curious.
What was yours?
37.
37?
So I'm younger than I am.
You're in good shape.
Yeah. I'm okay shape.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
It's all those medium pizzas you're eating.
You know what, you little bitch?
I go two extra large family size pizzas. Papa Murphy, shout out, baby.
And you think you're only 39?
And then I go work out at Crunch Fitness. What's the most hurt you've ever been as a sports fan?
Well, this is a complicated question, Andrew.
Have you ever contemplated in your pain as a sports fan filing a lawsuit?
Yes.
Have you?
Against the New York Yankees when I was 10 years old, 1996, World Series, cried.
This is happening right now in college football, and now I want to think about the times that, you know, what is the latest or the last lawsuit you would want to apply to?
If the Blazers get the 11th pick, I will be filing a lawsuit
Joe Cronin,
them.
Your final lawsuit against Cronin and Burke.
No, Jody.
Jody. Damn it, Jody. An anonymous Colorado fan who is identifying himself only as John Doe.
Okay.
Has filed a lawsuit against the National Football League for $100 million due to the emotional distress caused by Shedeur Sanders dropping in the NFL draft.
What a waste of time.
The lawsuit reads, a retraction of all the slanderous statements made about Shedeur Sanders, along with an apology for any harm caused to his reputation, the implementation of fairer practices in the drafting process to ensure that talented players are recognized and given opportunities based on merit, punitive damages in the amount of $100 million for the harm caused to the plaintiff and the impact of the NFL's actions on his emotional well-being, and any additional remedies the court deems appropriate, including compensatory damages.
I thought Mel Kiper lived in Baltimore.
Well done,
well played.
You.
That was well played. That overcomes Wo-Wo's from yesterday.
Timberwolves and Warriors.
The conclusion of the lawsuit reads, the plaintiff requests that the court consider this complaint and take appropriate action to address the intentional emotional distress and trauma suffered as a result of the NFL's collusive practices and the harmful statements made regarding Shedeur Sanders. John Doe suing the NFL for $100 million.
Can we just find out who this loser is?
I mean, I kind of want to know who he is now. I need a news interview with this guy.
I
hope a Denver radio
station
gets him on.
The attorney
who picks up this lawsuit?
Disbarred for actually filing the paperwork on this.
It's ridiculous.
$100 million. Yeah, I think probably 9-year-old me wanted to sue the Los Angeles Lakers. That was definitely a thing. I wanted to sue the Lakers. I wanted to sue Auburn football for illegally allowing Cam Newton to get paid and play for a national championship before.
Oh, I would have thought you went refs for saying Dyer wasn't down.
I mean, Dyer was down, so they should have been sued too. We could put them both together in a class action lawsuit.
What's the most recent?
Can I sue the Astros for the trash cans and all that crap?
Yeah, you can try that
for my Dodgers.
If they can counter sue you for cheating financially,
I'd like to sue.
Playing by the rules, they got the same rules to play by.
They played by the same rules too.
No, they did not. Clearly, did not.
You and the Red Sox kind of cheated.
Yeah, that's true. Eye watches in the dugout.
Interesting.
iPads.
What?
Oh, it's weird.
No.
That was
the Red Sox.
Nothing here.
Was it?
Nothing to see.
I'm misremembering.
We weren't connected to this at all.
No.
Barry Bonds didn't take steroids. I would like to sue the College Football Playoff Committee for making my team, after going undefeated, play the team who was the best in the country in their first playoff game.
I'd like,
after sitting at home for a month, I'd like that lawsuit.
I'd like to file a lawsuit against Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA. Stanford. Oh, wait. That lawsuit's real.
Oh, yeah. You did. You were in the lawsuit, and you won the lawsuit.
How about that?
You got the money. That's not a fake belief. That's not a, you know, imaginary lawsuit. That's a real lawsuit.
Yeah. I'd like to file a lawsuit against them.
Any other lawsuits we want to file? Is that it? Did we check every box?
Ooh. I'm trying to think if there's any others.
I mean, this is a hilarious story.
What a baby back.
Yeah. I mean, because your guy fell to the fifth round. I mean,
you can't care that much.
No,
like there's, you could give me any Oregon.
If you're
State
doing this,
who
you're
exists.
A fake Colorado fan. Like you're
if
a Colorado
judge,
just for this reason.
You've been a Colorado fan for 36 months. If you're filing this lawsuit,
if I was a judge and this came across, like, am I going to take this case or not? I would take it just to make the guy go
have to
public.
Show up and talk about it,
and then I would read him the Riot Act and dismiss the case publicly. I'd call court TV.
You just want this guy to be in there, get him on camera,
hold the attorney in contempt.
So John Doe, not very happy. He has sued the National Football League for $100 million. I love the Dr. Evil amount that's listed here. Not like, hey, $50K. You went with $100 million in emotional distress to the National Football League. I'm sure it's going to work out well for you.
Yeah.
When was the last time you wanted to sue somebody in sports? 503-864-6326.
Draft-related, I'd go Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, not even scouting quarterbacks in the Mahomes draft, and saying Solomon Thomas will do it.
That's a pretty good one. And then trading multiple first-round picks for Trey Lance. Oops. Yeah. Oopsie. Yeah. Was that the very next draft, or was that two drafts later?
I think that was a couple drafts later.
Okay, a couple drafts later.
A few drafts later.
Raiders fans might want a lawsuit against Jamarcus Russell.
Oof. But man, on his knees. That man is good.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Crunch Time, as always, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. We've officially entered ranking season. We'll get to that. We got Statter Story coming up at 8:15. It's a load of final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.